I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. As teenage survivors of the mass school shooting in Parkland, Florida, push lawmakers to act on gun control. Here in Atlanta, gun control advocates are expected to turn out in large numbers at the Georgia State House this morning for their annual lobbying day. Members from groups Moms Demand Action and Every Town for Gun Safety hold the event annually, where they petition lawmakers to change weapon laws. The AJC reports that organizers have moved the rally portion of the event outside to accommodate all of the extra people who plan to attend. Today's event will begin with a rally at 10 a.m. in Liberty Plaza before attendees speak with lawmakers. Governor Nathan Deal and some lawmakers have announced a proposal to slash income taxes in Georgia. Yesterday, Deal unveiled what he called one of the largest income tax reforms in Georgia's history.
It allows us to be a state that can continue to be proud of our economic growth, and as we see that growth, revenues that will be associated with it, I think, will be considerable.
The governor's office estimates that Georgia could collect over $4.5 billion in added taxes over the next 5 years because of the federal changes. The bill gives the General Assembly the option to cut tax rates to 5.5% in 2020, as well as double the standard deduction for all filers. A proposal that would allow religious adoption agencies in the state to refuse to work with same-sex couples has passed the Senate Judiciary Committee. Republican William Ligon, the bill's sponsor, says a law is needed to ensure that religious organizations can participate in the adoption process. But opponents of the bill say it would effectively allow state-sponsored discrimination by adoption agencies. Both the House and the Senate passed a separate, sweeping overhaul of the state's adoption code earlier this month. Atlanta will be one of three cities where AT&T will unveil its latest wireless service known as 5G. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports that 5G service will be available in Atlanta by the end of the year. 5G networks are expected to be more reliable and offer internet speeds up to 100 times faster than the current 4G technology. AT&T is the only U.S. carrier that's announced plans to deliver 5G this year. Sprint is expected to make the leap next year, while T-Mobile anticipates national coverage by 2020. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.